Din of Zeicha Teira Adam Kiyamus Boil, the Din of Tumas Oil. Nowadays, this is really mainly Negev for Kahanim, unless somebody's a Nazir, so then he can't, but we don't have too many of those. But Kahanim. So I'll say over the Shail that happened to my uncle, who's a Kohen, Yeshua Betzal Kaplan. You know him? Yeah. What?
Cleveland?
Well, he lives in Eretz Yisrael now.
Okay.
He's from Chicago originally. Okay. Anyway, he told me this happened to himself. He was in the hospital for heart, and he was getting better in Eretz Yisrael, and he was already, you know, more or less better, but he still had to stay a little more. And then they called out that there was a mace in the hospital. Right? And he couldn't really get out of the hospital yet. So what should he do? So what he did was he closed the door to his room. And that way, l'chayra, it's a separate oil. And okay, he blocks the tumor. Now the issue is like this. There's two questions.
Isn't it there already?
Well, whatever happened. But if he has to, he can't.
Bless him as much as possible.
From now on, right there. Every second that he's in the oil mess is another issue. So he can't continue.
But if it's there already,
the one that's meant to be open, it works.
It does work. So didn't, yeah.
But how did it possibly help?
Let's say if I'm in oil, coins in oil with a mace, can you just sit there for another 10 hours?
No.
He has to leave.
But where was this mace?
In the two rooms down.
Two rooms down. And his room had how many doors?
One door, like
one
the hospital.
One door that went into him.
Sure.
Right? Like a hospital room.
Right.
Off the hallway.
Off the hallway.
But if the tumor is in the room.
So it was not in his room. It was coming into his room through the hallway.
The din is that if you're under one roof, the tumor keeps on spreading to anywhere unless you have a wall.
So it's already in the room by the time he heard the wall.
But it doesn't stay contained in the room forever. It's in the room only every second as it's getting pumped out from the mace. There's ideas if you're in the same oil with the mace, then you're getting tummy from the mace. But if you cut yourself off from the mace, that you're no longer in the same.
So it's not that the tumor is already in the room.
No,
the room doesn't go to the mikveh. You can't put the room in the mikveh to get rid of the tumor. Just close the door. You take the tumor out of the room.
The tumor is only there because it's connected to the mace. As soon as you disconnect it from the mace, there's no tumor now.
We can't
lava.
Right. Somebody went into the window into that room. Wouldn't be tumor.
Right. Wouldn't be tumor. That's a din in the Mishnah that if you close a door, then that's separate. So now there's two things that still question is. Number one, doors usually don't go all the way down to the floor. Is that any problem? So really, that's a very not big problem. Because the din is like this. There's three sizes for tumah to go through. The most famous one is tefach. That if there's a tefach, then, like a window, which is a tefach, big tefach by tefach, the tumah will go through. Now, that is the size of a hole that was made for a purpose. But what if there's just a hole because it cracked, or an animal nibbled a hole? Then the din is if it's not for any real purpose, that you're not going to like use that for anything really, then even a bigger hole is okay. Up to the size of a head, of a roish, of an adam, is okay. Now it says in the Mishnah, that if the Mishnah Nola says, that if a door doesn't make it all the way down to the bottom, then the din is it has the bigger shear. It's called Kimloy Egrif, but the Mishnah says the Egrif, there was a giant that his fist was as big as a head. So it's really a shear of a head. That even if it's always high as a head off the floor, then it's also matzel, the tumor will not go through anyway. Now nowadays, for sure it's way closer than that. It's not even a tefach. Okay, so you really have no problem.
So So you don't combine like all the space.
So no, right? It has to be tevach al tevach, right? Well, now Agrada was wondering, why is it? Because you'll see in a second. I'll say where is the shaila though. The shaila was like this: he wanted to keep the window a little open. The window to the outside, keep a little air. Okay. Now, the things like this: will there be any tuma issue with the window? Pashtus, no. But if they, like, there's a few ways how there could be a problem.
Where's the window?
Let's say he's got a room. There's a hallway, right, of hospital rooms, and he's in one of the rooms, and the window is on the back, you know, going to the outside.
Here's a door, and here's a window. The window is on the other side of the room.
Right, on the other side of the room. Now, like this. The problem is like this. The din is that tumah will travel under a roof no matter where the roof is. Okay? Some buildings, the roof of the whole building sticks out a little bit further than the actual building. I was drawing looking today to see, because since I was icing this, to see if it's true. I saw on the yeshiva building, some had it, some didn't have it. Some buildings, the roof sticks out past.
An overhang.
Overhang, right. A little bit, even a gutter, even if it's one tefach. Exactly, like a defer akuma. So a lot of places have that. Now, the din is, I would say, what happens like this. Let's say the tumah is in that room of the mace. Goes through the whole hallway. If anybody opens the door to the hospital, which of course people are walking into a hospital and walking out of a hospital, I mean, it's a, you know, that's. Then the tumah will go out of the hospital underneath that overhang and surround the entire building which has the overhang and go back in through the window.
Whichever window is open.
Every window is open.
You didn't have to, or if the window in the room in the mace was open.
Exactly. If the room in the mace.
You don't have to cover
then it. You don't need any of that whole long thing. Right. So, Mimela, you're running a risk. Okay, you're running a risk if you open the window. Now, the child is, but how much can I open the window? So, somebody will say, Stam tel tefach. But the problem is, there's a mefurish din in the Mishnah that if the reason you have this is for air or for light, then the shear is smaller. The shear is only makdeach. The shear is noy makdeach, which we happen to know what that is because that shear is used in Yerdea, in Hilchos Treifos, for a hole in the skull, a hole in the stomach, and the shear is a shlish tefach. A one-third of a tefach, which is much smaller. A whole tefach, whatever it is, 4 inches or so. So you're talking about then he's right, even be 4 inches would be gishmak, so he could open the window 2-3 inches, he'll be alright. Now he's got to open, he can basically
one and one-third inch,
or whatever tefach is exactly, and that's already going to be a problem. So that's l'chayra. Okay, that's what I want to talk about now. Is that accurate? That Mishnah, which is in the sugya of Hilchis Tumah, it's not in the sugya of Hilchis Kayin really, it's just in Mishnah's Olis about Tumah. That if the window is open, the shear of the Makdeach, that brings the Tumah in, and that's what the Mishnah says.
What purpose is the window open? Is there any
aspect? Well, he's doing it for air.
I know, but what does the Mishnah say?
The Mishnah says if it's done for a ma'or, if it's done either for oyer, or then it has another case for avir. Like, let's say the Rav says if it was the summer and it's done so that a little cool air should come in. There, the shear is smaller than the tefach as soon as it's the shear of mordikaltz, or avir. So now the thing is like this. The Rambam says in Hilchis Avo, where he talks about Tumas Kayin, so the Rambam writes that a Kayin who goes into anywhere where there's a mace, he gets Malkus. The Rambam writes, and even if the mace Atzma is in the other room, and the kohen go into the second room, but it goes from their room to their room, he's also going to get malchus. And then the Rambam says, and I already wrote all the dinim of what's a oil and what's not a oil and all that in Hilchus Tumas Meis. So look it up, and that's the same for the kohen. So in the Rambam, it's l'choyer clear that the din is that all the things that he wrote there apply to here. So that should be the end of it. According to the Rambam, l'choyer, it should be us. But the question is like this. In the Rosh and Rif, it says that a kohen has to be careful. You know, there's Rosh on Hilchus Tumah and Rif. It's printed behind Menachos. There's Rif and Rosh called Hilchus Tumah. It's not too long. It's like a short amount. Rosh and Rif there. So it says there, you have to be careful and not go into a place where there's a mace. And even if it's the next room, if it's one tefach by one tefach, then you have to stay out. It's a problem for a kohen because the tumah will go. And there in the little letters in the Divrei Chamudos underneath, the Divrei Chamudos starts bringing down a few different, he says it's not really always a tefach. Sometimes it could be a whole head. And then sometimes it could be, he brings that other thing, it could be even smaller. He says, but I'm not going to make people weary with all these different details because I see that nobody else is writing all the details, and all the achronim are just writing tefach al tefach. And why were they so bekitzer? So he writes, kehanim are zrizim. Kehanim are always zrizim, so they're always machmer anyways. So mele, even though sometimes there's a mekel that you can go with a whole head, they wrote tefach because the kehanim like to be zrizim. So the pele on him is, what happened to the shlish tefach? Especially that he brought it one line, that was one of the ones he brought. And then he goes and says, everyone writes a tefach because that way they'll be machmer and it'll be gevaldik. But it's not so gevaldik. So I saw one sefer, so he writes like this. He says, no, the pshat's like this. What's the whole thing of the shlish tefach? When it's to the air, for air or sunlight. If there's air or sunlight, it's outside. It means it's outdoors, right? That the window's to the outdoors. So there's no dead person out there anyways. So why should they write that case? Where's the dead person? Where is he?
Hanging around the roof, overhead?
Oh, so the thing is, why not the case we just talked about? How about overhang case? There is a good case. The case we just talked about, but they didn't have any overhangs.
Why can't there be a room in which there's it's a big room, the mace is in the big room, and it has lights, and I'm in the little room where there's.
So it's true. I have to add in the Chazanish. The Chazanish is Masber al pi Tosefta, that the only halach of light and air is only outdoors light and air. Not light or air from room to room. Because he says, and what's the reason behind that? So he says, because by every hole, which is a tefach, is for some reason. So light and air normally is like a reason, is a tefach, a tefach. Light and air from the outdoors is dover chashev, that's what he said. So this sefer wants to say, so if it's outdoors, where's the dead person anyways? But that's not such a good answer. Because, like we said, the dead person could be under the overhang, the dead person could be in a different room, and then there's an overhang between both of us. It's a little bit schwer. It's a good har. And in Shulchan Aruch, also, Shulchan Aruch just says that if there's a tefach al tefach, then the kohen should be careful. And zehu. And the little letter is talking, the Pischei Tshuva there, he says, I hold that sometimes you should be machmer on a shlish tefach. Let's say it was for him for an avir, but in the Shulchan Aruch it didn't say it. So that's the kash. So on this, I want to say over a teretz, a geshmak a teretz from the Mishnah Taharis, in his new chalik that he just printed recently this year, that he wanted to answer this kash. I want to say like this. The pshat is that the Rif and Rosh taka hold a whole tefach. They are hadavar. Pshat's like this. There is a Lashon in the Rambam. I think I wrote down the exact Lashon. Yeah. In Hilchas Nezirus. He's talking about a Nazir not allowed to touch a mace, and he can't touch the dam of a mace. And he goes through 12 different types of Dvorim that a Nazir is usher to touch, and if he does, then we know he has to start the whole thing all over again, all the days fall off. Perek Zayin Halachehe. So the Rambam says, Kol Elu Hashtem Esrei Tumois Shemoninu. Yeah, we just counted 12. Im Noga Nozer Becha Mehem. If he touches them, Oy Hoyo Hanozir Ve'achas Mitumois Elu Be'oyal Echod. If they're in one oil, together with one of these 12 things, Harezim Megaleach, he's going to have to cut off there, start all over again. So there's a Radvaz. You know the Radvaz is very into the Lashon HaRambam. He has a whole thing called the Lashenus HaRambam. So the Radvaz in Chelek Aleph in Simen Tav Ayin Vav, he says there's something interesting. The Rambam all over in Rambam, if you look, he always writes Hoya im ameis be'oyel Nichnas lo'oyel ameis. Here the Rambam wrote the Hoya ha'nozer ve'achas mitumas elu be'oyel echad. Why that word echad over there? Be'oyel. If he wasn't there with the oil, that's the standard Lashon HaRambam. You don't write Boil Echad. You're in the oil. You mean you're in the oil. Why do you have to write the word Echad? So the Pshat in the Rambam L'chayra is, this is the Pshat that he says, which I think is Zichar, the right Pshat. Pshat's like this. There is a big Shaila in the Poiskim. Really the big two that talked about it originally was the Chasam Sofer and the Yeshuas Yaakov. Had letters to each other about this. What is the din when a Kohen, there's two lavin for a Kohen to become Tamei. There's a mes, Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi, which is a special lav to be in the oil with a mace. Can't go, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi means don't go into the room with the mace. And there's a lav Lo Yitama, he's not allowed to become Tamei. If a Kohen goes and touches a mace, he's chayv for lo yitam. If he goes in the oil of a mace, he's two. He gets lo yavo and he gets lo yitam. What if the Kohen goes into the next door oil, which is attached by a doorway, by a tefach al tefach? What is the oyver? Lo yitam is pashit is oyver because it became tough. Is that also lo yavo? Did he go into the oil of the mace, or did he not go into the oil of the mace?
Why isn't
it? Oh, because maybe the pshat is that the oil of mace remains the oil of the mace mamish. The tumah spreads out without the mace. The tumah goes further than the mace. So the chakira is the pshat that a tefach al tefach is one oil. The pshat is since it's a tefach al tefach, it is one oil. It just turns and curves in that. So then you're mamash lo yavo. Or is the pshat? No. Once the door is makes it, let's say, roiv closed, so it's not that oil. It's just that the tumah goes on to the next oil.
So oil echad.
Is it oil echad or not? Yeah.
So the lush of the Rambam.
Oh, very good. So that's what the Rambam is saying. Because we have to be makdim a Rambam. The Rambam has a klal that a nazir is only megaleach. The only time he loses his naziris is atzmoy shel mace. Is only if he actually touched the mace or was in direct connection with the mace. But if he became tummy through a mace, he does not lose his naziris. Example. Rambam says, I think it's Perek Vav Alachaches, if a Nazir touched the kever of the mace, which is a pasuk, it's in the Torah, Ayba Kover, he will not lose his Nazirs. He can keep on going.
Oil mace?
Oil mace is mamish direct contact it's with the mace. But a kever is not considered, you also ended up being an oil on the mace, that's something else. But you touched the wall of the kever or something like that. So even though it's fully tumas mace, but it's not atzmoishal mace. There's a chidush of Chaim Alevi, famous one in tumas meis, hilchas tumas meis. I think it's perek zayin alachadalid, where he's masbir this yisayin shitas Rambam, that the only time that a person has to start his nazirus over is only if he has mamish atzmoy shal meis. Memeila, that's the answer why the Rambam wrote the word oil echad. The Rambam is telling me that only if the nazir is mamish ba'oil echad, is only in the very oil of the mace, then he's megalech, then he has to start all over, because then he really was in the oil. But if the nazir was in the next door, the room over, then he is tamei, but he didn't mamish come in straight contact with the mace. It's just the pshat, the tumah went out. So he's tamei. He's definitely tamei, but he's not going to be megaleach.
So the din of soif tamei, let's say, does not make that like one
tumah,
a separate
tumah. Soif tumah, that's already another din. That's a din derabbanan. Soif tumah, let's say, what's that? That's a derabbanan. That's a different thing. Soif tumah, let's say, is that if, let's say, I am in a separate closed off room, but there's a soif, the way the levaya will go, or the way that the doctors will take the mace, it's going to go through my room. So even though really it's a different oil because it's all closed, but since it's soifai to go there, that's midraban and the tummy. That's why that's a
drabban.
So if there's a distinction between the two psukim, does that mean a kayin who is already tummy can only
over on
the
Yisra of
Yovo, not
Yisra Kamitame? Well, we hold that
if that's the case, then that's why there's no Shlish. Because it's a Chai. That's why he doesn't have to bother bringing it.
Well,
no Gaya, because we assume the assumption is everybody's Tameh.
Well, why can't I bring it to go in there? I want to go in there. Let's say the Kohen wants to go into this Shlish thing. Let's say he's
saying that's not a. That's not why Yavu. The Yavu Kohen Rambam is only in the room in which the mace is, not one that's.
Okay. One second. We're talking about Nazir first. We have to get to the Kohen. We'll get to Kohen. You're getting on the right thing, but we'll get to Kohen in a minute. Right. First, let's just do Nazir, okay? So, first, Nazir. So, Nazir, the Rambam says he's only Megalech if he's in oil Echad, right? Only if he's Mamish in the same oil. But if he's in the next door oil, he is not Megalech. Okay. Now, how about a kohen? Could a kohen go in the next room? Avada aser. Avada aser. We brought the Rambam. The Rambam said black and white, but in Hilchos Avil, that a kohen, if he went in the, if the atzmei shel meis was in oyel echad, and the kohen goes into the other room, like it, the Ferish Rambam that he's not allowed to go. And there's a story that people know in the Gemara and Megillah about that. That there was a room which had a mace in it, and there was a shul that was connected, and the Kehanim said, it's on the Chavavim base. The Kehanim wanted to go into Davin, and they asked, I forgot which Amor it was, what should we do about it? So he said, take the Arm Kodesh and block off the doorway in between the two rooms, and then the Kehanim could go in. So it's Beferish. The Rashi says, what was the problem? It's like Rashi, because Tumah goes from room to room. So Avada Kohen can't. So the Pshat is, in a chinam, a kohen, the Rambam holds that a kohen is more usher than a nazir. A nazir is only atzmei shel meis, only in the room itself. But a kohen is any wherever the tumah is. There's a tosefta. The tosefta says that they're the same. It says kol tumah she nazir megaleach olav kohen muzar olav, v'chol tumah she ein nazir megaleach olav. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch already says the Rambam never brought this tesefta, and the Rambam argues on this tesefta. And he's not, how could the Rambam argue on a tesefta? But there's a Ramban in Baba Basra on the Av Chof that says that the Rabbeinu Tam already said tesefta zu mishubeshasi. He already said that he had rice that it's mishubesh. Okay, the Rambam doesn't hold like that tesefta. So he's not the first one. The Minchas Chinuch already says that beferish. And here you see a beferish. It's that the Rambam says, by a nazir you need oil echad. It's only if it's mamish atmi shel meis. And the Rambam says beferish that by a kohen, even if he goes into the other oil, he's also like it. Okay. Now, let's go to the Rosh. Let's go to the Rosh. The Rosh does bring that to Sefta Lahalacha. The Rosh brings down this klal that anything that a Nazir is like Megaleach Alav is also a Kohen is Muzer Alav. And anything a Nazir is not Megaleach Alav, a Kohen is not Muzer. Excuse me? It comes out, he's angry with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban brought from Rabbeinu Tam that we don't say that rule. And the Rosh Holt brings it to Sefta. He just did it because the Rif brought it. Because the Rosh always brings the Rif. That's who he always goes with. And the Rif brings it too. So they bring. Oh, it says in the Gemara Megillah that even two rooms is also for a Kohen. The story with the Kehanim. So that Teretz is the Rif hold that a Nazir also can. It's also Megaleach. L'chayr, there's a rule that you need Atzmoy Shalmeis. The Teretz is that the Rosh will hold like the other side in the Chakira, that even two rooms are one oil. Two rooms are one oil. So it comes out like this, that the Chakira between the Chasam Sefer and the Yeshua's Yaakov is really L'chayr HaMachlekes Rosh and Rambam. The Rambam holds that two rooms is two oils. So the pshat is that a Nazir is allowed to go to the other room, and he won't be Megaleach. Only Oil Echad is us. The Rosh says that the Kohen and the Nazir are the same.
Rambam doesn't say this, but the Kohen too, if you hold like the Rosh.
If you hold like the Rosh, they have to go together. But that means that you have to go together L'chumra, because the Gemara says Beferish, two rooms is also for a Kohen. Yeah. Right. If theoretically, according to the Ra, right, but Lamaise comes out that the Rosh has to hold that two rooms are one room. Since it's a Tefach, that's called one room. And Memela, another is Megaleach, and also a Kohen is also considered the Osir too. It's all the same. Oh. So now, let's clear like this. What is the halacha if it was only a shlish tefach? Let's go back to our original case now. It was a shlish tefach, right? It was this shlish tefach, and the tumah goes through. Okay, is a kohen aser? Is a kohen aser in that because of that shlish tefach? So the Yeshleim like this, feed the Rama for sure. Because the Rambam says that Kohen's Aser in everything. The Rambam's Shita is that Nazir and Kohen are not connected. He doesn't bring that Tosefta. He holds that there are plenty of things that a Nazir is okay. Like, let's say, two rooms or something. And a Kohen is Aser. Why? Because a Kohen needs the Atzmei Shalmeis. The Nazir needs the Atzmei Shalmeis. So only that room. But a Kohen is Aser in everything, even if it's not Atzmei Shalmeis. So Avada, the Rambam, we already had anyways, the Rambam says Beferish, that anything that it said over there in Hilchos Tumas Meis, the Kohen is us. But according to the Rosh, they have to go together, right? The Nazir and the Kohen. Call the Rosh up. So Bishlama, when you have a Tefach al Tefach, so then it could be one oil, because a Tefach al Tefach is the size of an oil. We all know that. What's an oil? Oil is Tefach al Tefach. But if it's less than a tefach al tefach, maybe the tumah could go through it, but it's not oil in there. It can't be a oil less than a tefach, because there's no oil. The whole thing of less than a tefach is that the tumah can go through it through the other oil. But the place where it's smaller than a tefach, that itself is not the oil, because it's not a tefach. There, it's definitely only a second oil where the tumah went through. So over there, since a nazir is not megaleach, also a kohen will be mutter lefi the Rosh, because according to the Rosh, nazir and kohen are equal for the tesefta, and the nazir needs atzmei shalmeis. And the Rosh is saying that if there's a whole tefach, that's still called one oil. So it's still Atzma Shel Meis, and the Kohen can't do it, and the Nazir also can't. But as soon as it gets smaller than a tefach, the Tumah goes through, but it's not Atzma Shel Meis, because it's definitely another oil. So over there, the Nazir and the Kohen are okay. In that case, the Nazir and the Kohen are both okay. Meaning that over there, finally, even the Rosh will end up having to agree to the Rambam. Just like the Rambam said that every two rooms, the Nazir is okay. So the Rosh argues. The Rosh says if it's a whole tefach, it's one room. But as it gets smaller than a tefach, even the Rosh agrees that it's already a second room. And over there, Avada Nazir is okay. And the Rosh shows that whenever a Nazir is okay, a Kohen's okay.
So there's no share of a Shlish.
So a Shlish still, the Tumah will go through. Because let's say if I go in there, I can't walk in the Beis Hamikdash, Lamashal, because I'm Tameh, you know, in other words,
if I brought carbon in there, let's say. Even though it's not often
exactly. Which is true that there's things like that. That a Kohen becomes Tameh and is not
Ashlish. Which means Chai Por Duma?
Yeah, he'll need Par Duma to get himself Tar. He just didn't do it on there.
The Rosh is more makel than the Rambam. Rambam also goes through tefach, and the Rosh also doing less than that.
Now everyone says that the din is in the Mishnah that the Tumah goes through by shlish tefach. Okay. The issue is if it's a aver for the kohen. It's Tumah. It is Tumah, but is a kohen get an aver here?
Right. Why wouldn't it be an aver?
So according to the Rosh, it will not be an aver. Because you need Atzmoy Shel Meis. The only Aver of a Kohen is Atzmoy Shel Meis. Why? How do I know that? Because the Tesefta says so. The Tesefta says, Kol Sheha Nozer Megalea Cholov, Kohen Muzer. Because She'ena Nozer Megalea Cholov, and a Kohen Muzer Allah. So a Nozer needs Atzmoy Shel Meis. So Memela, Kohen also needs Atzmoy Shel Meis. Over here it's not Atzmoy Shel Meis, so he's Tamei, but he's not Muzer. Vashenkin, the Rambam does not hold the Tesefta. The Rambam holds the Kohen is Muzar in every single Tumah in the whole world. I don't care, Atzmoy or not Atzmoy, everything, he's Oiver no matter what. Any Tumah is Meis, that's it. So Memela, now it's Miyushev, the Pshat in the Rambam and in the Rosh Taka. The Rambam said, I already taught you anything in Tumah is Meis, that's the same thing, Kohen can't do it. But the Rosh wrote Tefach al Tefach and the Rif and also Shulchan Aruch. Why did they write Tefach al Tefach? What if it's a Mar? The answer is it's Mutter. Answer, it's Taka Mutter. Like the Rosh.
Even though he's Tameh,
it's Mutter. Example which Taisa says it for is there's a Din Cherev Kecholo, right? That metal. So the Taisus brings the kasha. So how does a Kohen live? He says, "Eze bayis asher tivnu li." Every house has some metal, and how is a Kohen living in a house which has any metal or right? So Taisus brings it to Zafta. Call tumo shea nozim megaleach aleo. Kohen muzer alav. Call tumo shea nozim megaleach. Kohen ainu muzer, and it's a mefurish din in nozir that nozir is not megaleach on metal. So Mela Kohen is also not Muzer on metal. That's the example Taisus uses it for. So it's not. This is.
Rambam just called it his Muzer on metal.
I don't think so.
I
don't think so. Yeah, I hear it. So you have to know a new answer.
Naga metal. Everybody agrees is Osir.
But not for a Kohen. Kohen is not Osir.
Naga
even Mar metal. We're talking about metal that touched the mace yesterday.
Not currently.
It's still Cherev Kechol anyway, but Kohen can touch it. So that place is Kash. The Rambam will have to find a new answer.
So why is every bias just
He says in every bias there's some metal that had some connection with the mace. Why? Who says? Well, I'll tell you like this. I don't know about in every wall of every house, but in every room there is. Let's say right here in this room. Anybody who has a metal watch or a metal pen who was at a Levaya, right? So he was with a mace. So then it's going to make trouble for Kehanim. Right? If metal would be a problem, I'm saying maybe not in the actual construction of the walls of the house, but his problem is a pretty nice problem.
It becomes an avia b'osa tumah even by being in an oil amaze.
Being in oil, well, there's many.
Yeah.
They said the Rishayim if oil or only mag. But let's say you say oil. Then it's a good question, right? And if it's maga, it's not so good either. Because a lot of people carried an aron, right? And then the kohen might touch their watch later on. I'm saying it's going to be pretty hard. It would be pretty hard if the din would be that way. Or let's say you have cars which had a mace in it, right? And then kohen would
be. This is all because we don't have an eight for duma. We had a
we can retire all these things.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They never can become. No, it would be awesome for them to do it.
Until
then they couldn't live that way. That
would be very hard until while the 7 days are going on.
Yeah, they used to be coming from it. It's not just doing the voice.
Right, we can't even be Tommy from it.
So the pasuk says talav hair vayve etzim other the cover.
Yeah, right.
So the are they different for the kohen? He says not to touch talav hair, but not.
Yes, right. For a kohen, there's a difference. Chal cherev he could touch, and the etzem adam he can't touch.
So what's wrong? Why isn't the
hand also
make the oscar for the kohen?
What?
Why isn't the chal cherev is in the same pasuk?
Because this pasuk doesn't talk about a kohen. This pasuk is talking about being tummy. And chukas just says you're tummy. They're all equal. You're all tummy. But as far as the kohen, it's only when it's atzma shel meis.
Even the kever
should come out that the coin according to the rosh,
the side of the kever,
should be mutter l'chayim, according to this, because it's not atzma shel meis. That's what should come out.
But he's not allowed to go to a kever.
Right? We don't let him l'maisa. Yeah, yeah.
Goel
v'doyfek
in taibo.
Goel v'doyfek. Yeah. Is mitame? Yes. Is mitame b'oil? Mitame b'maga u'v'oil. Okay, so after all this is all said and done, getting back to our original question. The original Shaila was, can he open the window of Shlisha V'Tefach? So, according to Shulchan Aruch, L'chor, he could. He could go up to a Tefach. Because that's what Taka Shulchan Aruch said, up to a Tefach. L'maise, he's being over according to the Ram. Because the Rambam says Beferish, it's in the Raisa. So I don't know Lamaisa if any Rav would tell him he should do it, because the Rambam holds it's Asim in the Raisa. But here is where I wanted to say a Cha, where it could be Negel Lahatir Lamaisa. What's the Cha? The Din, how about in a hospital in America, where the mace you could assume is a guy? I know that's rave people who are in a hospital in America are a guy. Now, what's the din if he's a goy? So first, let's talk about what is the din if for a kohen to go into a mace, which is a goy, which is negeh in museums where they have skulls and stuff like that, or anywhere where there's any place where there's an issue of a goy. Excuse me. Also, that's what we'll get to right now. First, I'll say over the words of the Shulchan Aruch. What's
You got a Shiloh in the office.
There's a lawyer in the office.
So we ran to Heidemann. Says what the pinto had. We have many minutes. The car in the office says ashes is not a time anyway.
Yeah, ashes only. Yeah, the only time ashes in the tame is if it's in the exact sura of a whole mace mamish. And it's not the chalak.
Not in the urn.
Yeah. So here's the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Shimin Shinayin Beisif Beis Kivrei Oibdei Kichavim. Nochoin lizoher hakoin milele chalem. It's proper for a coin to be careful not to go there. And then the Rambam writes, Afal pisha yesh mekilin. There are mekilim. The nochoin lahachma. That's the. So he sort of ends up. I'm not sure. It's very interesting. I didn't look in the Mefarshim. It sounds. What did he change from the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch wrote kibrei yodik chalem nochoin lizoher. Then the Rama wrote, "Afal pi sheyesh mekilim v'nochen lahachmer." So it sounds like the same thing. I don't know what he was. Is he trying to say a little more stress the mekel, like a 5%? Because he just wrote nochen lahachmer. Then he wrote yesh mekilim v'nochen lahachmer.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sorry.
You're right. He said li zoher, and he wrote lahachmer. Here. Okay, I don't know. That's the whole difference. So anyways, what's going on over here? What's going on over here is like this. This is all the machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch and what the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah are referring to is that there's a machlekes rishayim. Why? You have the very famous Gemara, Zoyis al-Tayr Adam Kiyamas Boil, Omer Rabbi Shimon, right? Oiv dekechavim eina metamim ba'oil. Shenemar Adam Kiyamas Boil, Atam Kriyim ba'odam, ve'ein oiv dekechavim Kriyim Adam. Yeah. Maybe I should just say over the famous Rav Meir Shapiro. Yeah.
Right.
He said over. They accused the Jews of saying that Goyim aren't the Adam, you know. And so, he's a goy, so he knew what to say. He said on the spot, they said, "You and your Talmud, it says that Jews are a person and goyim aren't the Adam." So he said, "Oh, the pshat's azoy. Adam is a lashon yachid. By us, if any Jew's in trouble, everybody's there to try to help him. We're one Adam. That's why I'm here." Yeah. But by you, you're not Adam. Everybody, you don't care about each other. You're a bunch of anoshim. You're a bunch of people, not one person. That's what he said on the spot. Okay, Al Kaponim, the Rabbi Shimon says that a guy is not metame ba'oil. He's only metame b'mago v'masa, but not ba'oil. So Taisvis, and a few Masechtas, one of them is in Bamitzia, in Daf Kuf Yedaled, and I think also in Yivamis there, says that that's only Rabbi Shimon. But the Chachamim pligi alei, and the Chachamim say that a guy is metame ba'oil, and Rabbi Shimon v'chachamim halachik ha'chachamim, and so he says that therefore a goy is metamei goy. And the Rambam paskins goy ainu metamei goy. Rambam paskins goy is not metamei like Rabbi Shimon. So the Kesef Mishnah says, why did the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Shimon? So he says because you find in Yevamis that it looks like Ravina was going with Rabbi Shimon. And so therefore that's one reason. So you see he held like him. And another reason is because in the story in Bar Mitzia, Elio Anovi was in the base of Kvaris, you know. So Rabba said to him, "Aren't you a Kayin?" So Elio says, "Ichalt Atem Kriyim Adam ve'ein there was a Goyish cemetery." So Elio Anovi Altviem. So Mimela Elio Anovi and Ravina. So therefore the Rambam held like Rabbi Shimon.
Who said that?
That is the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. Things down from Ravina and Elio.
Maybe the basic Kara had it in a tree and said, "We don't pass like Elio and Navi." Right?
Well, the Gemara brings it down. I mean, why he's worse than Amoyer? He's also a Deya.
You don't usually pass the Shemaim.
Because, like, what Shemaim mean? Yeah. Maybe when he's down here, it's like all
right.
Maybe. Or maybe the riot is because the Amoyer accepted it.
Right.
Because the rabbi asked Elio and rabbi accepted the answer. I don't know. Anyways, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. But there is.
Like Tanit Elio, right? I mean, our Tanit Elio is
impossible. I don't know against anyone, though. I mean, we
don't pass it like Elio, but God Labaisa. But he saw Elio do it.
Do it. So maybe that's already more. But when he comes, you know, there's a Chassam Sefer, it says in the Tshuva, when he's as a Malach, he doesn't have any dinim, but when he comes down here, he has to keep everything like a human being.
Because
he brings the Gemara in Erevin. Right, that the Gemara has all kinds of right. How did Elio Novi get here on Shabbos? It was Isser Tchum and this. So somebody asked the Chassam Sefer, and how does Elio Novi jump around on Brisin on Shabbos? Out of the Tchum, from America to Eretz Yisrael to all over. So the Chassam Sefer told him, when he's a Malach, he does what he wants. But when he comes like a person, that's when the Gemara holds that he keeps all the din. That's what the Chassam Sefer
is. They say that if it's Teku, then how could he answer all these supposed catches if it's terminus shana?
Yeah, right. And they say that Rabbax used to always tell my father, why did they say Tishbi, Tisyantav, right? Tishbi is Rosh Tevis. Tishbi is Taratz Kushis Rabbais. So he says, usually people call Elio Elio. or Eliyahu HaNavi. Not so much Tishbi. Why all of a sudden this time it calls him Tishbi? So Rav Bax told my father, he says, "Pshat Azoy, how do you call like in those days? They used to call Chavis Baranovicher, the dust, right?" So Pshat is, if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be Eliyahu HaNavi, I won't be Makabal him. I have Tishbi. I say, "Chatam Chach, different Tishbi." They don't listen to him. That's what he told my father. That was his style of a tarot.
You make him into a person.
He's also, in other words, he's a Ichatab person. Besides for that, he's a Nalvi and a Maluch and all that. He's a. That's what he told my father. Anyway, so like this. There is a tshuva that Rabbi Ephraim, Rambam has a Talmud Rabbi Ephraim. He says, I want to ask the Rebbe, when it says Rabbi Shimon Oimer, a goy is not metam boil, does this mean that the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Shimon and then we would go with Rabbanan? Or maybe it's a dover muskam. So the Rambam answered him, Zed dover muskam. No one argues on Rabbi Shimon. And there are psukim that I can bring you that show like Rabbi Shimon, and he says everyone agrees to Rabbi Shimon. So that's another reason why he passed like Rabbi Shimon. Because Rambam wrote that he holds everyone agrees to Rabbi Shimon. Anyways, he holds like Rabbi Shimon. So that is the machlokes here. So the tour says that I have a tshuva from my father where they ask my father, Lamaisa, what do you do with a goy, a kohen going to a goyish cemetery? And he says, my father says, Zeh machlokes bari shining, meaning it's Rambam against Tosfos. The Hamachmer Tava Alav Bracha. The Hamachmer Tava Alav Bracha.
Who
writes that? The Tur, in the name of his father. And from there came out the Beis Yosef, and he wrote Nochin Lizar, because it sounds like it's Nochin Lizar, it's Hamachmer Tava Alav Bracha. That's where it comes from. So now, I'll make a very nice cheshbon here.
Well, since the Shulchan Aruch possible, because the Rambam and the Rosh both had
Well, the Rambam was Mekel,
right.
And the Rosh said Hamachmer Tava Alav Bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch wrote, and Nochen Lizar, it's Nochen to be Nizar. Because even the Rosh didn't seem to write a Shara Falosha and you have to do it. He wrote Hamachmet Avalav Bracha. So he said it's proper to be Nizar.
The
Rambam is the Mekel. The Rambam says that a goy is not Matame Boyle. The Rosh is the one who says Hamachmet Avalav Bracha. He didn't involve himself, he just wrote Hamach. He says Zeh Machlikas Rishayinim. Meaning Taisus. Taisus is the Rishon that says Leferish, that we go with Rabbanu Lalocha, that it is. And the Rambam is the Mekel. So he writes, Hamachmer Tavala Bracha. If you machmer for Taisus, Tavala Bracha. And that's what the Ramah said. Even though there's Mekilim, meaning the Rambam holds that it's okay. But Lamaisa, what was the word he used? Nochen Lahach. Okay. So now, I want to say a very geshmaka cheshbon. It's poshut cheshbon. No, it's not no lumd. It's just poshut math. So in America, where you could assume the mace, if somebody died in a hospital, you could assume it's probably a guy. For sure, there's no problem to open the window up to a tefach. Why? Because what could be the problem? Who's the one that says a kohen is aser by shlish tefach? That was the Rambam. He was the oiser, but the Rambam holds a goy is no oil anyway. So who says a goy is in time oil? The Rosh and Tosfos. Okay, but the Rosh said that a kohen is okay till tefach. So eich sheyeh, I'm okay. If I go like the Rambam, there's no issue bichla, because a guy is not matam boy like the Rambam anyway. So the issue starts on the Rosh, because he holds a guy is matam boy. He's machmer, nochen lahachmer. Okay, but the Rosh is the one that wrote that a coin is only aser tel tefach, and that was where we made that whole cheshbon that less than a tefach is not atzma shel meis. So taket should come out in Eretz Yisrael if it's a yid. Then, even though maybe the Rosh is Mekel, but the Rambam says it's Osir. But in America, L'chari should be allowed up to Tefach. Yeah? That's the cheshbon that I wanted to say. Now, I just want to say one last little knetch over here. I saw Shaila on the Rambam in the Tshuva. The Rambam said everyone agrees to Rabbi Shimon that a guy, there's no machlekes. Everyone agrees to Rabbi Shimon that a guy is not matame boil. He says it's clear. There's a Mishnah in Kilayim. The Mishnah says Adnei Asod. It's this thing that we don't even have. It's like on a cord, and he looks like a person. And, you know, this whole person, this whole. It's a Mishnah, Parakhes Mishnah in Kilai. Is Rabbi Yose Oimer Mitame Ba'oihal. Why? The Yerushalmi, the Rosh on the Mishnah brings. Al Pnei Asada L'Rabbis Adnei Asada. Okay, it's in Teres Kahanim also. So somebody, the Rogachava writes, he says, Rabbi Yose has to hold that a goy is Mitame Ba'oihal. Because how could this plant thing, whatever you call it, Eznishkan Yid, he grows from the ground. He's not a Yid. Yeah? So if he's Mitame Ba'oil, then obviously he must hold the guy's Mitame Ba'oil. So the kash is, how could the Rambam say nobody holds that a guy's Mitame Ba'oil? Then who is this?
Rabbi Yossi is a Tana.
Rabbi Yossi is a Tana. Yeah? How could the Rambam deny that there's a Machlekes?
Maybe because it's not also mentioned, maybe it's a special desire,
so
this thing.
Oh. So, that's what you have to say, that maybe the Rambam holds that there's like two Masayels.
Right.
Like there's two Masayel for a people, that's only an Ayid. And then there's another two Masayel for a thing which isn't a person. Huh? That's what you have to say. The Chiddush Gadol. Now, I wanted to say one thing, but it's not time to say by Rechel, so just say Bekitzer.
You find by Mitzvah there's two Masayel, right?
Yes. So you mean there is other things in the world?
Yeah,
but the Zara is the Tommy Boyle. Okay, yeah, so there's this new kind of Tumas Oil. It's not Alts Mensch. I wanted to say one other Svara.
Trick question.
I have a whole list of places where you see that a thing that could be more and didn't make it is worse than something that's the most it could be. In many different places you find like that. For example, you find a cheirish, the place Tisharim says, a cheirish that's, he uses his whole das for bias yibum, so then he's kana. But a person that was bali vimta without realizing is loy kana, because that's not das by him. By somebody who has more and he doesn't, by him it's garnished. But by the person that's the most, that's the thing. Zoi bazoi, the pshat is, by regular adams, every regular person could be a yid. So if he's less than a yid, he's nismite, that he's not enough adam to be metami. But this thing has as much adam as it can zayn. So Mimela, maybe he is more tummy. Like that, yeah. Okay.
This is what Rebbe was saying.
I wasn't going to say anything at the beginning of it. I was going to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.